Hey guys, welcome to That Florida Feeling. I hope everybody's having a good week. Thanks to everybody who's interacted with the social media pages. YouTube is kind of doing its thing, I think. Maybe. I think I say that every week, but I still don't get it. But I'm still trying. Thanks to everybody who participated in the polls. It has been a really stormy day in Florida. Kind of this week. I'm actually recording this on Thursday, and it was bad this morning. Like, there was a tornado in, like, World Golf Village, which is near St. Augustine, so that's crazy. I hope everybody in that area is okay. Yeah, the panhandle got hit pretty hard, so I know the other states did, so I hope everybody's okay from those storms. Springtime, I guess that's what we're expecting, especially if we hit the rainy season soon. Thanks to everybody who made the podcast successful so far. I know I say that probably every time, too, but I do mean it. Don't forget to participate in the polls and questions. I love learning about you guys. It's always a fun thing to do. It's always nice to see other people's point of views, or just to kind of see the mix of people that I have listening to the podcast. So thank you for doing that. I hope you guys enjoyed last week's episode. It was, you know, interesting one to do. You know, I always got to talk about all parts of Florida. So today I do want to talk about kind of an overall something in Florida, and it's kind of unique to Florida because Florida is home to a lot of different locations that really allows for some amazing views of both nature and wildlife. Florida is home to what is called the Great Florida Birding and Wildlife Trail. And it's not like a trail like you, I mean, you can walk part of it, but it's like a massive trail. The trail is actually over 500 locations in Florida. And most of these locations are like bird habitats that are protected. The trail promotes bird watching, environmental education, ecotourism. The trail is really kind of a program that was developed by the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission, and it's supported by the Florida Department of Transportation as well as the Wildlife Foundation of Florida. And they did this not only to be able to help endangered species to preserve certain habitats, but also to be able to really just get people into nature. And they got the idea from Texas, believe it or not. Texas, they do have a Great Texas Coastal Birding Trail. So Florida created their own Great Florida Birding and Wildlife Trail. I'm not saying Florida's is better, but, you know, Florida's is better. That's all I'm saying. Now, the trail does span pretty much literally all of Florida. There are parts of this trail in all the different parts of Florida, and you may have seen signs for this trail. If you've ever been driving and you see like a brown sign that has like a swallow-tailed kite logo on it, it's like a little bird, they can be on the side of highways, trails, they can be on beaches, they can be leading to beaches. This is that great birding trail, and like I said, it's a massive trail. I've seen them driving down from Fort Pierce to Okeechobee just on the random side of the roads. I have seen them in Clearwater. I have seen them in Jacksonville. I've seen them in Orlando. I've seen them in state parks. So they really are in all parts of Florida, but it's usually denoted by that brown sign. And I'll post a picture of it on the Instagram so that you guys can see it. And as soon as you see it, you're gonna be like, oh, I've seen that. But these signs are seen literally everywhere. And the trail is divided into four sections: Panhandle, West, East, and South, which is pretty much how you divide Florida. And each of these sites contains at least two gateway sites. Each section has sites grouped into clusters, and each sites are usually within an hour of each other. So they're kind of close within their own little section. And the trail really is a birder's paradise. They really, you know, this is how they get people who are really into bird watching, but also have the ability to like go and enjoy and explore new parts of Florida. Florida's climate is really diverse, and it allows for those. By the way, when I say diverse, you're thinking, is it diverse? So yes, Florida actually is diverse in its climate because of the fact that the Panhandle goes into the 30s and the Keys can be in the 90s, possibly on the same day. That's what I mean by that. So Florida's climate and diverse habitat attracts many different species of birds. That does include rare Florida birds such as Florida burrowing owl, wading birds, swallow-tailed kites, which is the logo, yellow-billed cuckoos, I can't say some things, you know that. Cuckoos? We're going to go cuckoo. Rosea spoonbills, limpkins, and the endangered Florida scrub jay. The trail is also a great place to see migratory birds that rest along the way in October and in April as they're flying back and forth, because Florida is literally the perfect place for these birds to rest, because it sits between the tropical and the temperate regions. Like, it's kind of dead middle. Florida also has two important flyways or migratory corridors used by Caribbean birds and birds from the Canadian prairies. That is why you can see any and every kind of bird in Florida at some point in time. The trail also allows locals and visitors to see many hidden gems in both Florida's landscape and wildlife, not just birds, all along these trails. The trails are found in state parks, local parks, beaches, and on often other roadways in Florida. Florida is also always adding new places to the birding trail, and this is in an effort to continue conservation throughout the state. The Great Florida Birding Trail is actually pretty, and it's an older concept. It's actually been around since the year 2000. The first section was actually opened in November of 2000, and that is the East Florida section. The West Florida section was opened next, and that was in 2002. The Panhandle opened third in May of 2004, and the last section was in South Florida, and it was opened in 2006. And of course, there is an entire website devoted to this, and you can find all these sections, including the sites and clusters and gateways, on the trail website. Now, let me tell you about a little bit about each of the sections to see if that way, if you're, you know, if you live in one part and you're like, I really want to go to that, there's probably one near you. The East section, which is the one that opened first, it actually encompasses Jacksonville, Orlando, and a little bit further south. This section has many places along the trail where you can stop and see wildlife and take in nature. If you're more towards like the north part of Jacksonville, Fort Clinch in Fernandina Beach is basically like the very first stop in Florida on the birding trail in the east section. You can see wading birds, sparrows, and warblers. And of course, if you're in Fort Clinch, you can learn a lot about the history of the area. You can also see some wildlife. If you do go, though, spring and summer is probably the best times in this area. There's also a pier, so you can always see the seabirds. So that's a really cool place for the very first stop on the east section. If you go a little further south, you can go to Merritt Island National Wildlife Refuge. It's a little bit further down the coast, and it's really a cool place to take in Florida's nature and the different types of wildlife in the area. The refuge is in Titusville, so you can also see a rocket launch if you're lucky, and SpaceX is launching rockets all the time. We used to see them literally off of our balcony, I would say like weekly, sometimes twice a week. It was insane. But you can definitely go to Merritt Island National Wildlife Refuge to see the wildlife, the birds. You can see ducks, wading birds, shorebirds. They call the refuge home. Of course, you're also going to see egrets because they love this kind of area. The Florida scrub jays also frequent the area. But then again, of course, because it is the island, the wildlife refuge, don't be surprised if you see turtles and alligators and other things that call Florida home. Now, one place in the east section that I absolutely love on the trail, and it is an absolutely great place to see wildlife and just Florida's nature itself, is Bock Tower. Yes, Bock Tower is on the trail. Bock Tower is another place that you should go even if you're not looking for birds. It's just a really amazing place. Bock Tower has some amazing gardens, so it's not really surprising that this is a great place to take in beautiful views and see wildlife. You can see kestrels, nighthawks, pleated woodpeckers, and loggerheads, shrikes, to name a few. Hummingbirds are also frequent in the gardens in the spring and summer. Songbirds do often migrate through the area in April, and then again through like September to October. Bock Tower is an amazingly beautiful place. It has been well preserved. You can see some really awesome views because it is like one of the very few places in Florida that like sits up on a actual hill. Yes, a hill in Florida. And you can see some amazing views from it. You can also see some wildlife in the area. So definitely check out Bock Tower for both bird watching and wildlife viewing. Turkey Creek Sanctuary in Brevard County is another good place if you're in the East Coast and you want to see the birding trail. Turkey Creek Sanctuary is in Palm Bay. And this is actually another place where you can see wildlife. I actually used to live beside this sanctuary. And I didn't even need to go to the sanctuary to see these birds. We would see songbirds, herons, egrets, pleated woodpeckers, and sandhill cranes all the time. And I'm telling you, those sandhill cranes do not care. They're going to walk across the road whenever they please. They're going to stand in the middle of the road for as long as they please. And they are creepy and way taller than you think. I just want to say that. But Turkey Creek Sanctuary is really cool. It is a great place to explore. It has a few different entrances depending on which part you want to explore. So you're going to see something different each time. Although I will say, when I went to Turkey Creek Sanctuary, I got serial killer vibes. So maybe go like with a partner, unless you're just brave or going to carry a weapon. But it's another, there was a lot of wildlife and birds. I'm not going to lie to you about that, but it's not a place that I wanted to explore by myself. So the next section is going to be the West Florida section, and that's really kind of like the armpit of Florida. So we're talking like Steinhatchee to Sarasota. So this is going to include basically the entire Tampa area, Avon Park, and most of the coastal counties on the Gulf. Crystal River Archaeological State Park is going to be one of the first places you definitely want to go in this area. It's got a great section for wildlife as well as bird watching. It's a small park, but it's got great paved trails that really attract a lot of songbirds that you can spot pretty easily. There's also great views of the river from the ancient shell mound that helps you see ducks and wading birds, as well as plenty of other wildlife in the area. My favorite part in the west section is going to be Caladese Island State Park. And it not only does it have beautiful views, the beach is amazing, but it also has a great oak hammock environment where you can see tons of birds. When we were there, there was just birds flying everywhere. Caladese is absolutely beautiful. Definitely recommend checking it out. The shoreline had plenty of wading birds as well, like shorebirds that called the area home, especially in the wintertime. Red knots, piping plovers, and American oyster catchers definitely frequent this park. You will definitely also see a lot of gulls and waders. We definitely saw a lot of herons when we were there. Definitely another one that you want to check out if you're in like the Tampa, Clearwater, Dunedin area. Shired Island Beach on Lower Suwannee National Wildlife Refuge is another place you can check out. This place is more of a coastal hammock environment, and it really allows for a lot more wildlife because not only does it have the coastal hammocks, but it also has a couple of other different habitats within the refuge. It has the hammocks, the mud flats, and it has a beach. So this really provides a place for a lot of different birds to stop and to make homes or to migrate through, especially the shorebirds. The migrating shorebirds like to stop in this refuge, especially during the spring. The Dixie Mainline is a 9-mile multi-purpose road that goes through the pine flatwoods, the bottomland heartwoods, and a marsh that really allows you to take just a kind of a easy look, go at your own pace, and just let you view wildlife. So not only are you going to view birds, you're going to view any wildlife in the area. I will say though, in this refuge, they do allow hunting. So in October, November, around that time frame, they do use the area for hunting. So maybe be aware of that and maybe don't bike walk in that area. If you do, maybe wear bright orange. But this is a really cool area because you're more likely to see bald eagles in this area, especially in the area of Fishbone Creek or the salt marshes. You can see them year round. This is a really cool area to see, you know, the bald eagles, more of the predator birds, raptors. And it's really a great place to not only take in wildlife, but just to look around the nature and be in the forest and just kind of go on that walk and take it at your own pace. Now, the panhandle section of the trail covers basically from the state line of Alabama all the way over to that armpit, and it does include Tallahassee. And the first stop on this one I would make would be St. Vincent's National Wildlife Refuge. The only problem, though, with this one is that St. Vincent's is a little bit hard to access. You can access it via canoe kayak or a private ferry, but you have to cross Indian Pass. Because it is literally a barrier island. It's actually a large barrier island, but it only has sand roads. So you either need to go with someone who knows what they're doing, or you need to go into the office in Apalachicola and get a park map so you don't get lost. But if you're up for the exploration, it is definitely worth the visit, because you're going to see some amazing views and some amazing wildlife on this refuge, because it is so undisturbed. Seaside sparrows are all over the salt marsh on the east side of the island. The interior wetlands have ducks, peregrine falcons, and other raptor birds that tend to call the area home. It's also a ideal place for birds that migrate. Oyster catchers and a variety of plovers also nest on the beaches, and the songbirds use the hammocks for migration in the spring. So if you're up for a bit of an adventure and you're in the panhandle, definitely check out St. Vincent's National Wildlife Refuge. Just don't forget to go to Apalachicola and get your park map. Another place is the I can never say this one. Ochlockney? Yeah. I think that's how you say it. Ochlockney River State Park in, gosh, can't say this part either. Sechoppy? Probably said that part wrong too. So somebody's out there yelling at me because they live there. It's a great place where you can see red cockaded woodpeckers. And a lot of people also even stop at the gate and ask the last time they've seen these woodpeckers. People love seeing these. They're very, very, like, vibrant. You can also drive or walk the scenic route to see pine warblers, common yellowthroats, and eastern towhees. You can also launch a canoe in this park, and you can float down the river and see wildlife from the river, which is a whole other amazing perspective. Wood storks are also common along the river, as well as skulking green herons, limpkins, and least bitterns. Screech owls also tend to greet you after dark if you choose to camp in this park. Y'all know how I feel about camping, but if this is something that you want to do, you do you. But the State Park in Sechoppy is definitely another great place to check out, as they do have a couple different habitats as well. St. George Island State Park is probably one of Florida's top-rated beaches. Surprise, it's also one of the top-rated places to take in wildlife. The beach is top-rated for bird watching. Bonaparte's gulls are always seen in the winter and spring area. Snowy plovers and American oyster catchers nest on the beach frequently in the summer, and gannets plunge offshore from October through March, putting on a wonderful show for anyone watching. Spring migrants often bring fly through, such as swallow-tailed kites, common nighthawks, and herons. They're seen usually March and April. Songbirds such as blue gosbeaks and scarlet tangers are often seen in April as well. They do say that the best time to visit St. George Island State Park is October to April. I will say that is also usually when there is no spring breakers and you might encounter some snowbirds. So if you're actually wanting to bird watch or nature watch and you're not wanting to get in the water because it is colder up in that area during this time, that is probably one of the best times to go, is during winter. And you will get to a chance, you will be undisturbed. It is quieter, it's more peaceful, so that's definitely a good time to visit St. George Island State Park. Of course, the last section is the South Florida section, and that is going to be Sarasota to Jupiter down to the Florida Keys. And South Florida really offers a unique ability because you can literally see birds year-round, because it very rarely dips into cold, cold temperatures in South Florida. Of course, the first one is one of the favorite state parks in South Florida. It's and I can never say this one. I've never been able to say it. It's the Bahia Honda State Park. It's in the Keys. It's a great way to explore nature, and it's beautiful waters, crystal clear blue waters. It's the state park that has literally the what is left over of part of the railroad tracks from the when Flagler built his railroad. And they offer absolutely beautiful waters for wildlife. But it also has different habitats that allows you to see a lot of different wildlife in this park. There's mangroves, hardwood hammocks, salt marshes, and of course beaches. So this also brings many different birds, both regular and migratory, through this state park. The gray kingbird, the large-billed songbird, are often seen through this park. You will also see, of course, your standard gulls, and your wading birds are often in this park as well. It's a beautiful park. You should just visit it anyways, honestly. But if you're bird watching and you are in the Keys, definitely make this a stop on your trip. Another one in the south section is going to be Big Cypress National Preserve. And this is a great place to explore nature, wildlife, and birding. The preserve is home to freshwater and mangrove swamps. A lot of things call this preserve home, not just birds. I mean, you can explore the preserve. Most of it should be done by car. You can see songbirds fly over, migrating birds. The endangered snipe-kale. I totally just messed that up. Endangered snail kite. I just created my own new bird there, guys. The endangered snail kite also calls this preserve home. But you know what else calls this preserve home? Florida panthers, bears, alligators, turtles, raccoons, deer. Probably the swamp ape. I'm just saying. Probably the swamp ape. So the next time you do drive through, keep an eye out for a lot of things, but especially the birds. Of course, the biggest part of the trail in the south section is, you probably guessed it, the Everglades. The park is known as the River of Grass, and so that's going to be home to many different species. And it also has a couple different habitats. You can see so many different birds in this park alone. Anahingas, wading birds, sparrows, bald eagles, white barred owls, Rosetta spoonbills, wood storks, ospreys, birds of prey, and so many other birds can just be seen in this park. You can enter the park in a few different entrances. So, of course, depending on which part you're going to see will depend on what part of the day and what part you're going to see. Of course, migratory birds also use this as a flyover. So, depending on what part of the year you go. But the Everglades is probably the best place to see a ton of different birds in South Florida. It's also a really cool park. Keep an eye out for also Florida panthers, alligators, crocodiles, and again, the swamp ape. So basically, Florida offers so many unique opportunities to take in wildlife and nature. And the weather is great most days. I mean, be sure you're in the right season to see what you want to see. If it is summer, you know, sunscreen, water, an umbrella, all those things are quite possibly something you're going to need. And the sites are usually open. A very few are by appointment only. So definitely be sure to check out which one or how you're going to need to do it before you actually go there so that it's open. State parks do have fees, so be prepared to pay this as well. I also wasn't aware that there was a birding etiquette until I was researching this, so this is also something that we definitely need to be made aware of. Basically, don't disturb birds. Don't share locations of sensitive species except with wildlife officials. Don't bring pets on grounds where birds are nesting. Don't go on a private property unless you're invited. And leave nothing behind. I mean, those are pretty simple rules, guys. And there's also some really cool groups out there to get involved with if you do want to get into bird watching. If this is something that you decide that you want to make this a hobby, I think that's great. It's a really cool way to get out in nature, to exercise. And there are so many groups you can get in. I found so many resources on the topic. And there's so many places you can get into. I found a ton of groups on Facebook, Reddit, just Google. Even Visit Florida had something. So you can start this hobby just from your local park or your backyard. You know, I mean, if you want to invest in some binoculars, that's probably helpful too. But you get to go to some pretty cool sites doing this, meet some really interesting people, you know, see some other wildlife you weren't expecting. You might even see Florida Man. It's Florida, guys. Today's Florida Man, though, actually comes to us from Fort Pierce, Florida. He was arrested for grand theft, released, walked into the parking lot, promptly broke into a car, only to be arrested again. He literally got out of jail, went into the parking lot, was waiting for his girlfriend to pick him up, got bored in those few minutes, and decided, well, I'm going to make the best use of my time by breaking into cars. He was seen on cameras, they walked out, and arrested him again. I don't get it. But be aware of Florida Man next time you're out and about. Guys, I hope you enjoyed this episode today. I really had fun researching this topic. I really didn't know, like, I knew that there was a birding trail, but I didn't know the details of it. So now every time I go anywhere, I'm always looking for the signs, and then I start looking to see, like, well, what can I see today? So the next time you drive around Florida, just look for the signs and see what you see. You know, tag me in your pictures on Instagram or post them on the Facebook groups or chats. I would love to see them, and then I can share them with everybody. It's kind of a fun thing. Don't forget to check out my old episodes if you're looking for other places to check out in Florida or if you're curious about some topic. I've pretty much talked about everything from Disney to the state parks to the paranormal because I try to find something for everybody. So definitely check out my older episodes. Also, check out Unfiltered Studios. There are some amazing people over there doing some amazing things. It's the studio that I am a part of. You can find everything from sports, mental health, history, movies, Stupid History Minute, trivia. So yeah, just if you're looking to expand your library, definitely go check out Unfiltered Studios. Some amazing people. All right, guys, thank you so much for listening. I hope that everybody has a great week. Don't forget to wear your sunscreen, drink your water. And as always, guys, that's your Daily Dose of Sunshine.
This podcast is a production of Unfiltered Studios. If you would like to know more about joining Unfiltered Studios, please visit our website at unfpod.com for more information.